Skull Kid Productions presents Dreams of Destruction by Greg Farshtey. Chapter 1. Automatorn named Sarda had no idea he was living his last moments. He and his friends had been captured by Prydak, leader of the Baraki, and imprisoned in a sea cave. When Prydak grew angry at the refusal to give him information, he grabbed Sarda and hurled him out of the cave right into the middle of a hungry school of Takea sharks. Sarda had no doubt what was going to happen next. He wouldn't be able to hold off the horde of sharks for more than a couple of moments. He hoped the end would at least be quick. Something darted toward him, but it wasn't a Takea shark. It was a masked figure on a mechanical sea sled, wielding a sword. In a flash, the newcomer slammed into the center of the school, scattering the sharks. Before they could reform, a waterspout pulled them in and whirled them far from the sight. Stunned, Sarda watched his rescuer approach. Was there something familiar about him? Sarda wasn't sure, but it certainly seemed like the stranger knew the Matoran.
Sarda? Is it really you?
Of course it's me. And right now I have friends back in that cave who need rescuing. If you're any good with that sword, I could use your help.
The newcomer looked at the cave mouth, then in the distance, where the sharks were already massing for another attack. Then he turned back to Sarda.
Someone once told me that knowledge is a sharper weapon than a sword. Before I can charge into a fight, I could use a little more of that.
Something about the stranger's words sparked a memory in Sarda. He peered closely at the unexpected arrival.
Toa. Pacific. But it can't be. How could you be here?
The Toa flashed a sad smile.
Yes. I am Lesovic, though no one has called me Toa in a very long time. As for how I got here, it is a long story, my friend.
To be continued.